Session 1, Doing the Research, Knowing Your Customer. Hello, and thank you for listening to our new education series, OE Talks. We are excited to bring you something special for the 30th Annual Opportunity Exchange, Accessible Education. What does this mean? Education when it makes sense in your schedule. Education that's available when you are. You are not limited to learning during the one-day event, but instead when you have a few extra minutes in your day. Our plan is to help diverse businesses to prepare for all that Opportunity Exchange has to offer and allow you to make the most of the opportunity. My name is Sahar Huck, and I'm a manager in supplier diversity. I am located in Plano, Texas, and have been part of the Toyota team for 8 years. Today, I'm joined by Paige Adams with PepsiCo and Brittany Stovall with Assured Quality Systems. Paige, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Certainly. Thanks, Sahar, and thank you for having me today. I'm Paige Adams, and I've actually been at PepsiCo for 3 years in the role of Senior Manager for Supplier Diversity, and in the last year, I actually took over leading the program. Prior to that, I worked for the Women's Business Enterprise National Council, and I led business development for 9 years. So thanks to those experiences, I have a wide network of corporate peers and of suppliers.
Very nice. Thanks, Paige. Thank you so much for joining us today. Brittany, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello, everyone. I'm Brittany Stovall, CEO and founder of Assured Quality Systems. I started my company along with my business partner, Paulina, at the age of 25, with truly the intent of building a millennial diversified company that targeted the dominated male manufacturing industry. With that in mind, our goal was to just build an innovative business model that generated pristine relationships. We have since built a multi-million dollar company, diversified our business outside of the manufacturing industry, and we now have over 200 plus customers.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for sharing that. So now that we've made some introductions, let's dig into today's topic. So doing the research, knowing your customer. I'm going to share some perspective on behalf of Toyota, and my guests will tell you what has helped them the most and what to do and what not to do. So our first question is going to be, you know, how do you research potential customers? One of the things that I recommend is looking at your customer's website. See what they're doing as a company. A key area is really the press release section. I think a lot of people forget to check in that area, but that's always going to tell you what's currently happening and what matters most to an organization. So for example, Toyota is transitioning from not just being an automobile manufacturer, but into a mobility solutions company. So whether you're trying to get from one side of town to another or just across a room, we just want to be a part of that process. So if you do that research, you'll be able to understand where potential suppliers and how you could fit into this whole process. So be sure when you're meeting with these companies that you can include a key piece of that puzzle in your pitch to us. And you'll be able to always pique our interest if you know already the understanding of the organization you're meeting with and where you can actually fit in, so that that guessing work is taken out for the company, but you've already done your research. Paige, do you have any thoughts?
Sure. Actually, one of my favorite quotes from a fellow corporate peer at Shell is finding your fit. And starting at the website is probably the best way to do it. And to build on that, I would say, yes, go to the website, do your research, also leverage industry publications to gain an understanding of what problems your prospective clients are trying to solve, and then position your service product as part of the solution. In addition, what I often find that surprises me is people have not gone to LinkedIn or even Twitter to see what the company is saying. And I have to tell you, after 3 years with the company, some of our most authentic messaging comes on social media. That's where we put out our priority communications that we want consumers and possible partners to know about. So if you haven't checked in on LinkedIn and Twitter, you're missing out. And as an example, that's where we talk about our Winning with Purpose agenda, which has audacious sustainability goals related to tremendous reductions in the use of plastic, reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and improving water conservation. Just like you, we need partners to achieve those commitments.
Yeah, very nice. That's definitely a good point. And I love the quote about finding your fit. That's a strong.
That is Brian Hall at Shell. And I'm sure many of your listeners know who he is.
Yeah, of course. So, Brittany, how do you use a company's website to learn more about them in advance of meeting them?
I think from a vendor's perspective, I think doing your research, or as I like to say, doing your homework, is vital. I personally like to know my customers thoroughly and in depth. For example, what is their entire product line and what new services and products they're providing? Also, what is their geographic footprint and how can our companies be of value to them and help them save on their bottom line, which is super important. Lastly, I always like to look at their press and news release. Now, that may seem strange, but I do that for two primary reasons. First, what's coming down their pipeline that's innovative and how can we align our services to coincide with their company goals? And then second, how do they interact with their community? Culture alliance is just as important as financial alliance. So to keep it just really simple, we want to make sure that we are passionate about what our customers are passionate about.
That's a very good point. Thanks, Brittany. So I kind of want to stay on you. So you kind of told me how you do the research for a specific company. Do you utilize the industry trends when you consider how to best pitch a new potential customer?
Absolutely. Utilizing the industry trends allows us to always stay connected and relevant in your market. I also believe knowing your competitors and your customers forces you to always be innovative. And that's super important, too, for you as a company and just knowing your customer as a vendor standpoint.
Well, honestly, guys, like I've really enjoyed our discussion today, and I love the ideas that you guys brought up. I think it's hard for businesses to prepare for the initial meeting, so I think some of the things that you've mentioned today will really help the people listening prepare for opportunity exchange. I want to close out this session by offering my best piece of advice for someone who's preparing to pitch a new customer. I recommend making sure that you understand the benefits of partnering with any potential customer. Remind me of what using your company will help solve a specific problem, especially problems that I may not be focused on. You know, as Toyota is moving into this mobility space, we don't necessarily know exactly what that means. And as diverse vendors who are a lot more agile than you know, large companies that are very structured, you're able to bring us things that we just don't know about. So if you focus on being a problem solver and not just wanting a contract, it will definitely grab our attention every time. Do you have any thoughts about that, Paige?
Yeah, so all of the above is absolutely true. And of course, I would second that. But on a more tactical note, I would also say try to understand to whom you're speaking before you launch into your pitch so that you can tailor it accordingly. Something I find at OE, and probably it shows that Brittany, you've been to as well, is people just walk up and launch into this really jargon-specific, technical term, heavy pitch without ever asking who I am or what my background is. While I do have a knowledge of many things, I'm a generalist. So for me, you have to drop the acronyms. Otherwise, I'm not listening, and your message has already been lost, even though you probably have something I may be able to use later on.
That's a good point. So, Brittany, I'm going to let you have the last response. So what would be one of the things you'd recommend someone to do to prepare for that initial meeting?
My best advice would be always be prepared. Know and understand your potential customer and business model. And ask yourself, what is your customer really seeking from you as a vendor? I think that's really important, especially from a vendor's aspect. I think we go in and we go for the kill, and we don't even really know what their requirements are, or even if you even fit their requirements. So really understand your customer and the value that you can bring to the table. And I always like to say your goal should always be your goal is always to do business with the intent of building a partnership and a longstanding relationship. That's super important because a lot of times as a vendor, you want to straighten do business. But really, you want to build a partnership. You want this relationship to last for a while, not just for this one contract, but you want for 10 contracts down the line. So you want to make sure that you build a strong relationship with your customer.
Yeah. No, thank you for that. And honestly, as you were saying that, it made me think about, you know, going on the company's website. So I know that at least for Toyota, we issue a supplier diversity newsletter. And when we're at some conferences, we'll have potential vendors come to us holding our supplier diversity newsletter saying, hey, I read your newsletter. I identified some of these things. Can you tell me more about this? And that conversation is always going to go a lot more smooth than someone coming up just saying, how can I do business with Toyota, right? So honestly, guys, I really love this conversation, and I hope you found today's discussion beneficial and that you'll check back to hear our future conversations, those that are listening. OE Talks is a four-part series where we plan to bring you education that will help make the most of OE. Our future sessions will build off this initial session. So the next one will be follow-up, position yourself for success. And then the following one will be refining your approach, how to best say it. And the final session will be how to use the OE app to maximize engagement. I think that one's going to be pretty critical
because
there's so many stuff. Yeah, there's a lot on there, and hopefully people will be able to utilize it to the max. So thank you again to Paige and Brittany for taking time out of your busy schedules to help us prepare diverse businesses and for taking their conversations to the next level. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.